Wisconsin's February wolf hunt was quickly put together after a judge's order. More than 200 wolves were harvested as hunters quickly went over quota, shutting down the hunt after just 3 days.
To the extent and the quickness at which the harvest occurred, I think, was a surprise to all of us.
Adrian Weidevin has studied wolves in Wisconsin for more than 30 years. He's currently the co-chair of Wisconsin's Green Fire Wildlife Working Group. Weidevin says a lot of packs won't produce pups this year because the hunt happened so late in the season after most packs were done breeding.
If you had a hunt earlier in the fall, you removed the breeding female, a new breeding female could move in there and breed with the male and produce pups in that pack. But all the females probably would have already had their estrus for the year, so there was no opportunity for new females to move in and breed in that pack and produce pups. So you've totally eliminated all the pup production within that pack.
Green Fire says it's reasonable to estimate that 60 to 100 of Wisconsin's wolf packs may lose all pup production due to the February hunt. If that's true, it will represent 24 to 40% of the expected reproduction. Weidevin says the hunt also did little to reduce wolf conflicts with livestock and pets, which was a main argument for supporters of holding a hunt.
The harvest of wolves are from major core areas of the wolf range in the state, and very few of them were in areas where there were high levels of conflict. So as a means for reducing conflicts, it probably did very little for that, and probably reduced abundance of wolves in areas where they probably do the most good.
The assessment also found the hunt did damage to the state's relationship with Ojibwe tribes and public trust. You can read the full report on our website, wxpr.org. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.